This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Yvonne Castillo, date of birth July the 26th, 1972. Case ID number is 6888013. Date of exam, December the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old married female with four children. I presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with neuropathy, neuropathy of the face and arms, especially on the left side, and anxiety / depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was November of 2020, where she worked as a provider for 19 years. During that time, she worked 4 to 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2001, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 70 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet with numbness. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 70 to 330 milligrams / DL. Her blood glucose level today was 143 milligrams / DL. She is presently on oral medications of metformin 1,000 milligrams BID and Jardiance 25 milligrams QD. She checks her blood glucose with a skin sensor that is placed on her skin at this time because she has been poorly controlled. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 11%, which is very high. She was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent. Allegation number two, neuropathy of the face and arms. The claimant states that since 2018, she has had left facial numbness and left upper arm and lower extremity numbness and weakness. She was diagnosed with diabetic polyneuropathy and may very well had a small stroke. She also has a history of Bell's palsy, which has not completely resolved. She states the main problems is her left arm and the tingliness in her hands and fingers. She does have a partial paresis of the left facial area affecting cranial nerves 5 and 7. She denies having any x-rays, fractures, or surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. She also complains of left facial numbness and left upper extremity weakness and numbness as well. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 20 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices she uses. And her physician is Dr. Ochoa. At the present time, she takes CBD oil that she uses for pain. Her physical activity includes walking at night with her husband to get some exercise. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry. And as noted earlier, walking with her husband at night. Allegation number three, anxiety / depression. The claimant states that since 2000, she has suffered from depression and anxiety. The claimant did present in a mildly depressed and crying mood at this time. Her physician is Dr. Dill, and she is presently not taking any medications for depression. She states she suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, occasional angriness, and no desire to do anything. Her mental status is intact, and her general appearance appeared to be well-kept and was wearing casual attire, but nice and clean. Her behavior was cooperative, and she had fairly good eye contact with me. The claimant was alert and oriented to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and concentration was fair, and her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate was slow, sad, and but her tone was within normal limits. Her thought processes were normal, and she denies any dissociated symptoms. She does see shadows occasionally, but does not hear voices. She has had suicidal ideation and states that she has it at this time. However, she has never attempted to commit suicide in the past. She denies any homicidal thoughts. Her mood is depressed, and she was crying. The claimant is in a good marriage and states that she's mostly depressed, secondary to always being in pain. And she says she just feels so tired. The claimant does have a history of going 4 years to college for a teaching degree but did not finish college because of her condition. She denies any substance abuse and is presently on no medication and is not working at this time. Her diagnosis is depression ongoing / anxiety. Family history. Her father died at the age of 73 from complications of diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 69 and has hypertension and hypercholesterolemia. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, history of fatty liver, depression / anxiety, diabetes mellitus, uncontrolled with a hemoglobin A1C of 11%, history of pancreatitis x3, diabetic neuropathy of the face and arms with a possible small cerebral vascular accident versus Bell's palsy of the face, major surgeries none, social history, tobacco, The claimant has no history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight 164 pounds. Height 5 feet 5 and 3/4 inches tall. BP 126 over 72 mmHg. Heart rate 73 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 27. General. This is a 51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination in a depressed mood. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with some signs of diabetic retinopathy. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were normal. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected with glasses is 20/20. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple small skin ulcers and skin dermatosis secondary to diabetic lesions. And probably coming from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus of the lower extremities. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant is suffering from anxiety and depression at this time, secondary to chronic pain syndrome. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for some mild decrease in the 5th and 7th cranial nerves, where the claimant appears to have a left facial paralysis / paresis, either secondary to Bell's palsy or a small cerebral vascular accident. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal, the third paragraph? The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for mild dysfunction of the 5th and 7th nerve, affecting very mildly the left side of her face and left upper extremity. Bite reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal. To light touch to the pinprick and position sense was mildly abnormal, especially for the feet and hands. There is some mild evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer sphincter control is normal. However, the claimant does have signs of mild hand atrophy. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of mild atrophy and left facial and upper arm weakness. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. However, the claimant does show signs of mild hand atrophy. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy, which is poorly controlled right now with a hemoglobin A1C of 11%, and left facial and left upper extremity neuropathy as well, / hemiparesis. The claimant has left facial numbness, which is very mild, and states that she had a Bell's palsy, but she also has a left upper extremity weakness as well, which may be coming from diabetic polyneuropathy or possibly a small stroke. Probable diagnoses: number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, - being treated at this time. Her hemoglobin A1C is 11%, which indicates she is very poorly controlled at this time. Allegations number one, left facial hemiparesis and also left hemiparesis of the left upper extremity, which either may be coming from a small stroke versus a neuropathy from poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. She was also diagnosed with a possible Bell's palsy of the left side of her face. Her symptoms are very mild, and she does have function of the left upper arm, but with mildly decreased strength. Allegation number three, anxiety / depression, not being treated at this time. The claimant's situation is... her condition is guarded, secondary to having suicidal ideations at this time. And may need to be evaluated for possible medication for a medication regimen. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Yvonne Castillo.